The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, second hour of the show, and we are here for, well, the next hour. Talk a little bit about retail. The merger between Bass Pro Shop and Cabela's is still on hold based on the fact that the Cabela's credit card business is trying to be sold. Didn't work out well with Capital One, so another company's now stepped up to buy that business, but who knows what's going to happen. Let's talk to Bill in Manchester. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on, buddy?
Setting home from work, buddy.
Got it. What's going on?
So I wanted to kind of throw my little 2 cents in on the big box stores and all that.
Yeah, sure.
Do I have any correlation to why we don't have the malls are like going by the wayside?
Well, sure.
More specialized.
Sure. Sure.
I know you were talking about specialized and, you know, as far as hunting.
Yeah.
Equipment, you want to put it in your hands.
Yeah.
But I guess if, you know, if you knew what you were looking for and you didn't have to put it in your hands, you could save a substantial amount of money.
Sure. Of course you could. Yeah. Online. So, absolutely. No question.
Certainly you would.
Yeah. And there's so many companies out there that are only online now. Even in our world of hunting and fishing, there are places that, you know, somebody hears of a top secret lure, and they say, "Well, where'd you get that?" "Well, I saw it in such and such a magazine, or somebody emailed me a link, and I looked at it, and oh man, they're cool." And I went online and bought them, but nobody ever called the shop nearby to find out if they had them.
Right.
It's so easy to do. It's so easy to do. You know, you can't buy a gun online. That's one good thing.
I would. You can if you get it shipped to an FFL.
Of course.
But most people don't know that you can do that.
Right.
Most people don't have the proper paperwork to do it anyway.
Exactly. But you can have it shipped to a federal firearms licensed dealer, and you're going to pay the transfer fee. So what have you really saved?
Well, some of them, I know a fellow that bought a Super Black Eagle too, and he saved about $300 on it. So, you know, I mean, if you're looking at it that way and you know what you want, then it can help you. But
right.
Then you got to do all the research on online and find the deals.
And what happens if something fails on it? Where does he go?
Well, Benelli's going to still cover it.
Sure.
That means you don't take it to a shop somewhere. You're stuck sending it back to Benelli and dealing with Benelli.
Right.
Which can't be fun.
No, but no, it isn't. But and none of it is. I mean, I take a look at everybody that bought a Remington 700, you know, and what Remington's going through. You have got to send your gun back to Remington. They have to, you know, fix the problem and mark the gun. And I think it's a mark on the trigger guard, if I remember right. But the, you know, or the safety, one or the other, that says the gun has, you know, been repaired. But, you know, that's got to be a nightmare for the manufacturer, but it's something your local dealer can't do. However, if I'm the local dealer and I'm thinking I'm going to do my best to help that customer and keep that gun and keep that customer in my shop. Oh,
sure.
Rather than say, "Oh, you got to send it back to Remington. Here's the address." You simply say, "Look, we've got some gun boxes in the back. It's going to cost you X dollars to send it. We'll send it for you. We'll use our UPS pickup service and send it to you. When it comes back, it'll come back here. You can stop back in and pick it up. So that gives you an opportunity to get into the retail shop, to form a relationship with the guy. Now you're exchanging a little bit of money. Your gun comes back. The retailer says, that's a nice scope on that gun. It's a X. Have you ever looked through a Y? And you go, no, you know, or, you know, the consumer may say, hey, thanks a lot, you know, and he may become a faithful customer. He may not. You know, there's things that the retail shops can do to save themselves that don't cost a tremendous amount of money. But,
sure.
You know, but the expertise, as the article points out, is that, you know, okay, so you go to the local gun shop and you look at the Benelli and, you know, you talk to the salesman and you get all the features and you learn how to operate it and then you go online and buy it. And the guy that spent all that time with you, you know, he gets his hourly wage, but the retailer that employs him doesn't get their profit. Therefore, that guy might get laid off down the road.
Right.
That's,
well, don't you think part of it too is an age bracket thing? I mean, when you and I were growing up, you went into the gun shops, you looked at stuff, and you know.
Well, of course.
I think the younger kids now, not so much.
Right.
They're instant gratification. I mean, you know, they can go online and buy anything.
That's true. But you know what, Bill? That's fine. That's all fine. But where does the skill level come in?
As long as they're still interested in, you know, fishing or hunting, just being outdoors. Most kids don't have a clue.
Right.
That's what I ended up doing this year. I took a couple different kids deer hunting. And that was, to me, was more exciting than when I shot deer.
Oh, my gosh, yes. When I take Jacob out there and you know, now he and I are sitting in different stands. You know, he's 17. He's the big deal, you know. But when we sat together and I watched him shoot his first buck and his second buck and his third buck and his fourth buck and his fifth buck and his doe and his muzzleloader, and his, you know, and I watched all that, you know, you talk about moments to remember in your life. That's it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But,
I took one kid out, was 11 years old, and he was excited. But I could tell that he wasn't ready to shoot a deer. I tried to, you know, we had a, not that we would shoot, you know, a button buck, but that was what was in front of us, and I was trying to encourage him, but he just wasn't ready for it.
That's right.
Going to push him, you know. When he's ready, he'll do it.
If he ever does. If he ever does. If he ever does. And if he doesn't, no big deal. It's not for everybody. You know,
a lot of our kids shooting geese this year. They're shooting their first geese this year. That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Exciting.
Exactly. Indeed. Well, I took Jacob for his first rabbit hunt this year. You know, I grew up hunting rabbits. I mean, that was what I was best at. You know,
right.
I wasn't that good of a deer hunter. I wasn't that good of a wing shot. But, boy, you talk about rabbits. I grew up hunting rabbits. I loved rabbits. And I might have said this before. I shot 3 rabbits on my wedding day the first time around. I should have stayed out there waiting for number 4. But, you know,
yeah, there you go.
Things got in the way. But anyway, you know, took Jacob on his first rabbit hunt. Now, the boy's a good shot. And first rabbit he shot at, he dropped it. And second rabbit he shot at, he dropped it. And third rabbit he shot at, he didn't. But that's part of the fun. You know, he got to watch the dogs work. He got to, you know, hear 10 different chases. He saw how the rabbits would go and circle back. He watched the dogs. He heard. I mean, it was a great experience. Never happened.
Oh, yeah.
Never happened with it before. So I'm looking forward to more of those great experiences, you know?
Absolutely.
So anyway.
Absolutely.
Appreciate the call, buddy. Thanks.
Okay, bud. Take care, Alan.
See you, Bill. Bye-bye. There he goes. Good buddy. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Update on April the giraffe. She has moved closer to the camera, although we don't have a very good shot. She's still standing in the darkness and appears to be chewing her cud. Still no puppy. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. All right. Let's see. I was just trying to pull out any little gems out of this article and the follow up on the retailing. Just if you missed the first hour, the way it went was that there's problems in the retail world, and will all retailers fail? Will we continue to advance to be a totally online society? And the point was brought up about customers that go to the retailers, they get their expertise. If they want to put a new site on their bow, you know, they'll look at all the ones in the store, they'll consult, and then when they're done and they agree on what'll work best for the consumer, they'll go online and buy that product to save $3 or $4. You never know. All right. Well, let's see. Anybody been fishing? I mean, the weather's been so screwy. Has anybody been out there fishing? I mean, the perch run's just about done as far as I know. The yellow perch is about done, and there's some white perch. I talked to a commercial waterman the other day. Said they're pulling their fish nets because the lower end of the run is over. I'm guessing there's some white perch out there still, and there's always going to be some perch. You know, there's always going to be perch. Probably going to go tomorrow. I'm hoping for some hickories, and we'll see how that works out. Got to get licensed first, so we'll do that. Turkey season. Not going to be able to go this year the first day. My dear Robin is facing some shoulder surgery. Torn rotator cuff. Not going to be fun for her. Not at all. So we just we're thinking about you, babe, if you're listening. So let's talk to Russ in Dundalk. Good morning, Russ. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Hey. I was at a little conference with pastors here in the Dundalk area this past week.
Yep.
And they relayed a story. I just had to share it with you.
Go ahead.
Good old boys in West Virginia down in a holler fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And they hear a commotion and look behind them. Coming down the dirt road is a hearse. And they scratched their head and thought, well, this is kind of strange. We haven't seen this before. Well, the hearse comes by, and there's a guy walking behind the hearse real slow, and he's got this hunting dog tied to a leash behind him.
Okay.
And they're watching, and the next thing they know, they see this string of men following the guy with the dog. So, of course, they put their fishing rods down, and they're a little confused, and they go and they ask the guy, what's going on? And he said, well, that's my mother-in-law up in the hearse there. You see this dog attacked her, and unfortunately, it killed her. And the first fisherman said, well, that's just terrible. That's horrible. And the second fisherman said, hey, do you think I could borrow your dog?
Oh,
and the guy with the dog said, yeah, sure, get in line.
yikes. All right, Russ. Well,
now, in my defense, that came from a Baptist pastor, but it was good.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, there you go. All right, Russ. Thanks for the call.
Good morning.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
good old camo preacher. I got to turn that sound down. Let's see. I just got a note. I won't be hunting on our wedding day. There we go. And the question is, why not? So, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Yeah, speaking of Russ there from Dundalk, he keeps up on the social media and the webpage with the folks at Clyde's Sports Shop. You know, Clyde's is located, again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. It's turkey season, and they have got any kind of turkey gun you need. If you want a new BPS pump shotgun, comes in 12 and 10-gauge models, comes in Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo. Great. Turkey gun. It's got the screw-in choke tubes. You can, you know, screw in one of the new turkey choke tubes for that and match it up with your ammo and test it on that. BPS pump has bottom ejection. You're not shooting the shell out at the side. It's coming right at your feet, which is a good thing. And then, of course, there's the Maxis, if you like an auto loader. That comes in 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. Ooh, had to sneeze there for a minute. And then, of course, the humpback, the A5. The hump is back, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. It's the A5 with a 100,000-rounder 5-year guarantee. All available at Clyde Sports Shop. Match them up with some Browning ammunition. You'll be glad you did. 410-242-6108 is their phone number. 410-247-FISH is the 24-hour fishing hotline. Again, just off Beltway Exit 9, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Check out the website, ClydeSports.com. Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multi-purpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit AssociatedGunClubs.org. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving, but we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud
at old Merle Haggard. Looks like we've got a theme going on here. Mama cried, mama tried, mama. Mark in Woodstock, how are you, brother?
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Well, what's going on?
Well, I don't hunt and I don't fish, but I enjoy your show every Saturday morning.
Can't imagine why.
Great show.
Can't imagine why.
Great, because I'm an old country boy from up around Bel Air way, and about the only thing we ever did do was when I was in 4-H, we'd raise beef and they would shoot it. So, listen, a couple weeks ago, you had a show. You were taught you had to go to a meeting to a talk to something like that. You and your wife went to dinner. Mm-hmm. You had the cod. She had the shrimp and grits.
Yeah.
What was the name of the restaurant?
Now closed. Stone Cove.
Great.
Now there's one in Bel Air. You can go to the one in Bel Air, and there's one in Virginia somewhere. But it was called a kit bar, and everybody kind of sits around the bar. I mean, it's a bar, but everybody, if you don't want to drink, you don't have to drink.
Yeah.
You can sit around the bar, and you watch your food being prepared right in front of you. The kitchen is in the center of the bar. Yeah, it's called a kit bar, kitchen bar, basically.
Well, I married an import from New York.
Uh-huh.
Some decades ago.
Sure.
And now
when they were normal up there.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. Now she listens to WPOC and shrimp and grits. Oh my Lord.
Shrimp and grits, man.
You betcha. So yeah. That's why I was like, whoa! I gotta find out about that.
Oh well, shrimp and grits is great. I mean, if I find a good shrimp, and I loved shrimp and grits, but no, basically the restaurant was busy when I was there, but the owner has other interest, and my buddy Dave was the manager, and he said, you know, we had a meeting, and we agreed that it wasn't doing what we thought it should do, and basically they're looking at a new concept for the location, which is fine. So, yeah. You know, but no, the concept is still going strong up in Bel Air. So it's Stone Cove.
Forgive me, whereabouts in Bel Air, Ralph?
No idea. You can Google Stone Cove Restaurant, and it'll give you the Bel Air location.
All right, sure. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man, enjoy it.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Here we go. Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, dear. How are you?
Yes, good morning. Listen, I was listening to this retail thing, and boy, let me tell you, there's so many advantages and disadvantages, you know, of the online or the ordering.
Uh-huh.
First of all, let's talk about the jobs that we have lost.
Mm-hmm.
You try to order online or middle, 24 hours, but you're dealing with someone outside the United States. Sometimes you can't even hardly understand what they're saying. Now, if you feel comfortable giving them your bank card and your credit card, you go right ahead. Second of all, they don't have access a lot of times to the stock like the people here in the United States. That's when 9 o'clock, when they really open. I think what I would do, the stores need to advertise in their behalf the weaknesses of the ordering online. First of all, they can go in your bank account more than once. They send you something that's not correct. They tell you to send it back. Now, they've already taken out $50, $100 or more, all right? They tell you send it back. They're going to send you what you ordered. We apologize for the error, and they're going to charge you another $50, $100. Now, they've been in there twice, okay, and it's their mistake. Well, the thing is, they won't take out the money for the first one that was incorrect, and a lot of times not due your fault, until they get the shipment back. So now they've been able to go in your bank account or credit card, earn interest on money that they were only supposed to go in once. That wouldn't happen in a store. When you're standing there talking to a salesperson, they're not going to hand you the wrong color, the wrong size, and you're going to pay for it and walk out. That's one weakness. The other thing is, you know how they say when you lose your job at the stock market or whatever, find another line of work. I was thinking, why can't they think of combining the shops for the guns and the bows and so forth with a little something on the side, maybe, you know, a little area, add on if they have the room, that has nothing to do with that, but would attract people in the store. So they would not just come for hunting.
Sure.
They may come for other things.
Yep.
It would help balance that money.
Sure, Fran, you're absolutely right. You know, and I deal with retailers every day, and a variety of things. I was talking to one guy that sells farm equipment. Let's say farm equipment. The reason I was there for one of it was another sideline of his that has to do with the outdoors. But he was telling me how it used to be compared to how it is now. And he said at the end of the year, he said he would love to show a profit of 0.2% to help pay payroll. At the end of the year. 0.2%. Why are you in business? You're in business to make a profit. You're in business to break even. But if you make a profit, like my business did this past year, more profit than I did the year before, because I've paid my quarterly taxes, but I didn't pay enough to cover that additional profit, then I'm penalized by paying, basically Social Security is what put me over the top on this one. So now I wind up owing the government even more money than I sent in throughout the course of the year. I don't mind owing. I don't mind, paying. I'd rather do that than get a refund and let the government have my money interest-free for a year. But, it's tough being in business. And when you look at, just owning your home. I'm getting ready to move out of my home, and Robin and I have been talking about, combining incomes, combining everything into one home, which is something I haven't had in a long time. But we're looking at, I'm looking when I sell my house, not only the profit, the equity in the house, but the cable bill, the heat bill, the electric bill, all the stuff that goes along with the home insurance, everything that I'm going to save, living in another location. So, we have that additional income there that's not being spent that can be put into building that, that life together, which is pretty cool, But I agree with you 1,000% on the online stuff. It's not easy to do. And I know Robin. Oh, by the way, Chuck says hi.
Oh, hi, Chuck.
That's all right.
I was going to say, I got your note, and I got a lot of questions about a hunt. So I'm writing you back another note with about 10 questions.
Wait a minute. What are we doing here? Are we is this online dating service, the radio dating show, or what are we doing? What?
No, it's not that. He said hi, and I got a note about going on those hunts,
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I'm trying to tell him I have about 10 questions about it. So
okay.
I'll send him back another note.
All right. Well, you guys have fun. Anyway, I'll stay out. Anyway. You do know how to talk on the telephone, right?
Yes.
No, okay. All right. I'm like the filter here. So, Chuck, Fran is going to send you a note. Now, Chuck will text me back. Now I'm translating text into... wait a minute. Somebody's going to send me an email, Fran, but you don't have an email address, so I have to read the email address to you, tell you on the phone. And all this is lovely for the rest of the listeners.
I'm sorry. I wouldn't have known he was texting or doing anything with you, but you told me. So,
all right. Fran, thank you for your comments, my dear.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon. You too. Bye-bye. There she goes. All right. Let's see. I'm trying to clear all the texts and all the emails, and there's... Oh, and there's one from my designer on an advertisement. Beautiful. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Just got another text from Robin. Hi, Fran. So, I'm glad I can be your clearinghouse, ladies and gentlemen. Why take any callers when you have all this? 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let me tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. If you're going crabbing, they've got everything you need. They've got everything from start to finish. Bait for the end of the line. Fully rigged trot lines. They've got 4 or 5 different kinds of crab traps and rings. They've got the nets of all kinds. They've got the string. They've got the bait if you need it. They got the bushel baskets. Once you're successful, they've got the steamers. They got the seasoning. All of it available at Clyde Sports Shop, along with everything else, all the fishing and hunting gear, all the licenses and so forth. Get to them. They go to 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. The phone number there for any information is 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. The fishing hotline, 410 247-3474. That's 247-FISH for 24 hours fishing hotline. Clyde Sports Shop. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Now, I don't go through the fast food or the chain store drive-through when I'm on Route 50 heading to the marsh or going fishing. Oh, no, I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me there. Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fish Bones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
big rag buff. No one ever stops to peek in the bed of my truck. I come home empty-handed cause I got no luck. Yeah, I'm pretty bad at hunting deer.
All right, pretty bad at hunting deer. We got Lee in Towson and then Frank in Trap. Let's talk to Lee. Hey, Lee, how are you doing, buddy?
All right, Alan, how are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
You wanted to talk about fishing. You were saying. And you'll like this. When I was young, I would go to Loch Raven on my Schwinn bike with my fishing rod strapped on the sissy bar.
Right.
Ride down the Loch Raven from where I lived on Providence Road, and go back in the lake and fish my nut spinners and broken back rebels.
Oh man, yep.
All the good stuff. So now I've told my son all my honey holes back there.
Uh oh.
And he's got a Google map, and he says, "Dad, where exactly are you fishing?" I said, "Well, back in what we call Duck's Cove and Indian Head Cove and these points and stuff." Well, the other day he sends me a on his phone while I'm at work. He gets off a little earlier than
sure.
I did, and 7-pound bass. I'm like, really?
I hope it was a largemouth.
Yeah, it was a largemouth.
Oh man!
Caught and released, and then Alan, was throwing this big rubber shad looking thing. I don't even know what these lures are these kids use now, but
right.
Apparently big lures catch big fish. He caught a 6-pound smallmouth down near the number one bridge.
Oh good gosh. Oh my gosh.
Huge. I mean it was huge, but it's pretty neat to think what I did when I was young, ride the bike and
yep.
come back. But now the addiction is carried on and
that's a good thing.
It's such a great thing. Yeah.
I'm always tickled when Jacob sends me a picture of something that he's caught off the dock at the house next yeah. door. Whether it's a carp or a catfish or whatever it is, I don't care what it is. It's pretty cool.
So today, this afternoon, he's going to drag the old man back to where these secret spots is or whatever. I thought they were mine, but they're
no. Apparently, they're his now, huh? I got it.
It's all good.
That's all right.
Pretty good bike going on at Loch Raven. You were talking about the shad. The Susquehanna is cresting at about 165,000.
Wow.
And there'll be shad backed up in the Deer Creek.
Cause oh, no doubt.
But the main stem of the river will be muddy.
Yeah. Yeah, no question.
Yep.
Yep. So we'll see what happens. I mean, the rain's definitely going to change the dynamic a little bit this weekend, but we're going to give it a shot, I think. So.
Yeah. Well, the shad are there. A friend of mine caught some yesterday up there, even though he was, up on the bank pretty high. But
right.
In the mouth of Deer Creek, actually at the point there too.
Okay. Good. Yeah, we usually go a little further up to fish for the hickories. So.
Yep.
We'll see how it goes.
All right, good luck, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Lee. Appreciate you calling in. Bye-bye.
Yep. All right, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. There he goes. Frank and Trap. Good morning, Frank and Trap. How are you?
Good morning, Al. What a terrific show.
I don't know about that.
I've enjoyed it immensely.
The text mania continues. now I get a text from Robin. Hi, Fran. It's like, okay, I'm Fran's clearinghouse here. All right. So what's up, buddy?
The Bay Country Bakery. I had Paul on that one.
You
know, I deliver all over the Eastern Shore, and Bay Country Bakery is one of my customers.
Yep,
I started delivering there 19 and a half years ago.
Wow.
And no exaggeration, Alan, I have not eaten a donut anywhere else since. And by the way, good morning, Dave and Gina.
Dave and Gina. Yeah, they're good people. Yeah.
They're not my relatives. I have no interest in this bakery at all other than go enjoy it.
Go enjoy it? Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I'm on my way there now, Alan.
Yep. Let me guess. Elephant ear on the plate and probably a scrapple and egg sandwich.
You remember this picture, son? I've actually sent pictures of what I'm eating.
Yeah, who else sends you a picture of a donut? That'd be my buddy Frank from Easton. So,
hey, it's a bucket list place, folks. Believe me.
Yeah, it's nice, and it's so hard to find with that, you know, that 10-foot donut on the side of a pink building. You know, chocolate covered donut with sprinkles, huh?
Well, take care, Al. Good talking to you.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. See you.
Sure.
Bye bye. You know, our sponsors are great. I see them all the time, you know, and I was at Hafer's actually yesterday, Hafer's Gunsmith yesterday, and we talked about a gun that my neighbor sold me when she moved out of the house. And I said, I think it's a Marlin 22. And he goes, well, does it have property of U.S. government on the side? I said, I don't know. He said, well, it does. It's more valuable. I said, how do you know that? So I went back and looked at it. Turns out it's a Marlin. No, I'm sorry, a Mossberg that is a Model 43, 22 long rifle, patent pending, target gun. It's got the peep sight in the back. It's got the, you know, the bead in the front. Of course, ramp sight in front with the bead. And I did just a tiny bit of research on it, and I come to find out that this gun is not all that common. They only made like 2,900 of them from 1937 to 1938. So I'm anxious to get that back. Up the road, show Tim at Hafer's and say, okay, they lacquered the stock. Can we get this restored back to some kind of not necessarily original condition, but get it cleaned up a little bit and you know, get it in its best shape possible without ruining the value? We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. And then we'll see if somebody's interested in it. So, or I might just shoot it myself. A nice little 22 long rifle. I've got a couple. I told you before, my first gun my dad ever bought me when I was 12 or 13, was a Remington Nylon 66 in Apache Brown. They had two models. Actually, I think they had three. Maybe it was a green one, a brown one, and a black one. I had the brown one, the Apache Brown. And he took it back because I told him, Dad, you're not allowed to use a semi-automatic rifle in Pennsylvania. And you never were until this year, and only for small game, not for deer or bear hunting. So he took it back. He bought me a lever-action Winchester. I can't remember the model number, 50-something, with a scope on it, and used that gun forever and ever. When I worked at a gun shop in East Baltimore, a guy brought a Nylon 66 in, and I said, you know what? I said, he said he wanted to sell it. I said, okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy the gun from you, but I'm going to buy it from the dealer. And we made a deal, and now I've got my original Nylon 66 replaced, and I like that gun. I really enjoy that gun. I mean, when that gun came out, there was all kinds of talk about it, how dependable it was, how many thousand rounds you could shoot through it without any kind of problem at all. I think it holds 14 in a tube magazine. It's just a really, really nice gun. So, you know, do I like the old stuff? Yeah, somewhat. You know, I've got a Model 94 3030 that was built in 1954, pre-64. I got a 32 Special that was 1952, pre-62 Winchester, you know. I mean, a few collectibles, but nothing really that exciting or that tremendously valuable. So, you know, you watch Antiques Roadshow or something like that, and you see a guy got a gun that was a Tiger gun, a 500 Nitro from back in the day, and the guy says, "Yeah, we sold one at auction here not too long ago for $250,000." And I can't imagine. But hey, I like my little surprises and my little discoveries, and you know, I'm always looking for something. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680. I think we'll take our final break and come back, and I'll have a few closing words. So let's do that, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now we got along. My life was real sunny, but only one thing would ruin our fun. I know you love me, but you worship money, and you got mad when I offered you none.
Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone.
Hey, a little flashback there to the old hee-haw days. Yes, indeed. I hope you enjoyed that. 410 WCBM 680. We finished all our breaks a little early today. How about giving us a call here? Rounding out the show. You be the last caller, and you will receive not only my thanks, but the admiration of all the peers out there in the listening audience. So give us a call here, 410-WCBM-680. We'd like to hear your comments on anything we talked about here today. I'll tell you, it's been a busy day on social media. Woo! Anyway, Redneck Blind, Steve House, who came to our benefit. He was a gold sponsor of the event. He brought a couple of the Redneck feeders to the event for us to auction off and raffle off and that type of thing, and that was great. We thanked him for that. Thank you, Steve, for that. Redneck Blinds. If you go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition, I'm sorry, the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, all spelled out, you'll see the spring edition on there. And our buddy Chuck is there with a 15-inch, 6-point stag, Sika Deer stag, that he shot out of a Redneck Blind that both I and my grandson have hunted out of. But Chuck was in the box the day the big stag came by, and he took it out with a muzzleloader in late muzzleloader season. So Redneck Blinds are very, very nice, and they're used in the marsh, you know, where we hunt. I think there's 4 or 5 of them there now. So, we really like hunting out of them. So that's one thing. 410, WCBM 680, just wanted to throw that extra little information in there for you all to check out that big giant Sika Deer online. MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, and we're going to announce probably next week a new raffle fundraiser for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We ordered a collectible BPS Browning, fully engraved. Waterfowlers would be particularly proud to own this. Anybody would. I would. It's a BPS pump shotgun 12 gauge. It's got some beautiful engraving on the side. It came out a couple of years ago. It was a Ducks Unlimited gun. Limited edition to, I think, 300. And we contacted the manufacturer, and they're actually building one for us. They had, you know, a couple left in the inventory. They're putting one together for us, and we'll be raffling that off, and I'll give you details on that, and that'll all be online, that type of thing. And so it's all good. And we're also thinking about another one, too. What do you think about a grill smoker? Would you like to win a grill smoker? A big one on wheels. Not that you can necessarily tow, but you can pick up like a wheelbarrow and move around your patio or your deck. It's got a big flip grill on it. You can put maybe, you know, a dozen half chickens on there and flip them over. You can, you know, do the picnic for the whole family, the whole neighborhood. You know, you can be your own little mini fire company. Put a little of that vinegar dressing on there and toast those bad boys. It's got a pull-out shelf. You know, if you got the meat on the grill and you need to add some more charcoal or some more wood or whatever, you can pull this shelf out. You can add your coals and shove it right back in. You don't have to take your meat off the grill or anything else. You got a smoker box in the back. It's really, really cool. And, we're looking at it. We're talking to the manufacturer about it. And, you know, it might be something for y'all to take a look at and win. We'll let you know on that one, though. That one's coming down the pike, but the gun's coming up here real soon, like next week. The tickets are going to be available, online, and we'll tell you all about it. So, we're limiting it to, 100 tickets. Just saying. 100. So. Anyway, I've been talking here, 410 WCBM 680, for a couple of minutes. No callers coming in. I guess everybody's headed out. Just be careful out there. By the way, the ospreys are back. And I did some research on the birds you see flying around the Bay Bridge. If you go across the Bay Bridge, either way, look on the opposite span, and you'll see perched underneath there, and particularly on the westbound span, if you're going east, you'll see a whole bunch of birds perched on the infrastructure of the Bay Bridge. Those are primarily cormorants, but there's three different types of cormorants. These are a diving bird. They eat fish, and there's millions of them. Three different subspecies of cormorants. There's a greater cormorant, there's the double-crested cormorant, and then there's another one I can't remember the name of, but they're all out there. Do a little observation around the state while you're driving. You know, you never know what you might see. I saw an eagle with a duck in its talons the other day. I'm seeing ospreys drag their